to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
Hey everybody, Tracy Brown here, and I am really pleased to kick off the theme of this month. I'm focusing on community, beloved community, spiritual community, personal community. I mean, what does it mean to be part of a community? How do we use our spiritual beliefs and our spiritual practices to grow strong communities? How do we show up to be in a thriving community or to make community out of this multicultural, multi-ethnic, multi-generational, multi-language speaking world? What about you? When you think about the word community, what comes to mind? When have you felt that you were truly part of a community? And it was a positive experience. For some, maybe that's thinking about your family as a community. Or for lucky people, they think of their workspace and their work environment and the people they work with as a true community that works well together. Maybe it's with a sports or athletic team you participate in. I don't know, for you, when have you had an example in your own life of being part of a thriving community that you were proud to be part of? For some people, it may be when you first visited Columbia CSL or some other spiritual community where you immediately felt at home and like, these are my people. These are my tribe. In the song Jamie Lula just sang, you know, the line, I miss my friends, my people, my family. I miss time in community. Now, I'll tell you, my pathway into a CSL community wasn't quite that smooth. I always smile when I hear people say, oh, I went to this CSL community or this Unity community, and I just knew immediately, this is home. Well, not so much for me, for a couple of reasons, but it was really interesting for me when I got involved and started visiting CSLs or churches of religious science, it felt awkward. It felt like the spiritual message was right on point. But the relationships with people, the way that I was greeted, I didn't feel welcome. I didn't feel like people were curious about me in a positive way. And I kept coming back because I believed on the spiritual level the message that was being delivered, but I did not feel like I was part of the community. And for me, I always want to remember that. Some of you may be thinking, why would she tell us that story? Like, aren't you only supposed to talk about the positive experiences you have? Aren't you only supposed to make people feel good about themselves? And to that, I say no and no. It's important for us to build community, to recognize the things we do that push community away, that put distance between ourselves and our goals. We need to pay attention to and have people point out to us those times when we are acting in a way that it becomes clear, maybe to the visitor or our guest, that, oh yeah, we're a community and you're not a part of us yet. Because we aspire to create that kind of community that Jamie Lula sang about in the first song, One in All, All in One. A new day's dawning. We are one in the spirit of love. We're not this group of people who kind of ignore this other group of people who look with negative curiosity at a third group of people and who isolate themselves from one another. So while I can say that I can go into almost any CSL community now, many, many years later, and feel like or create that sense of community, that wasn't immediate for me. And it did have something to do with race, and it did have something to do with age, and it did have something to do with just being different in personality and expectations. All of those ways that everyone shows up in our communities has to be considered, unless we think creating community is just attracting a lot of people who are just like us. So in order to build community, as we begin thinking about building and sustaining and thriving as a beloved community this month, we have to go back to the spiritual attribute of oneness. Building a community means we welcome unity. Building a community means we understand and we depend upon oneness. But here's what's tricky. Oneness means different things to different people. Have you ever realized you've been talking about oneness with someone and they're talking about it differently than you are? So let's go back to some basics. In Science of Mind, actually, Ernest Holmes doesn't so much define oneness. He defines the one as God, as the creator, as the one infinite intelligence. And oneness means that you are of God. You are of God. You are made of God. You are living of God, the experience of God. And the biggest mistake people make in understanding oneness is thinking oneness means we're all the same, or that we are one with each other. But that has it backwards. We are each one with the source of all life. And because of that, we are all connected. We're all related. We're all interacting, but we are interacting with another God. Julia introduced me and is presiding today. She is one with God. She is made of God stuff. I am made of God stuff, and we engage with one another, God to God, human to human, and God to God, if we're building community. So we all come from that same source, but we are each individual expressions of the qualities of that source. So oneness doesn't mean we're all alike. Oneness doesn't mean that we're all the same. Ernest Holmes wrote this: perhaps the most difficult thing for us to perceive is that there is one life running through everything, one presence manifest in everything, and one person individualized through everyone. The perception of unity sees through all differences to one universal sameness, yet unity does not mean uniformity. We do not have to all be alike, think alike, or act alike. But the world is learning we must all act in union. The Infinite One manifests in infinite variations, each rooted in the One, but each divinely unique in its own right. What we label as good, bad, high, low, across, above, and beneath are all one to the infinite mind. I love this because it is the reminder that in order to create community, we first start with the remembrance that every individual person has been created as a unique expression, as an individuation of the one source, and that is by design. It's by design. And so in order to have a community that thrives, in order to have a community where people are working together effectively toward a common goal, then we have to recognize that the diversity in humanity is not an accident. And if we believe in oneness, and if we are doing our spiritual practices that lead us to experience unity, harmony, wholeness, and love, then we know we can only thrive if we have all different kinds of people in our community, and if we're able to engage with all different kinds of people toward our common goal. Some of you are familiar with Jim Lockhart, Dr. Jim Lockhart, and maybe even have read his book, Beloved, The Beloved Community. And I love this quote from his book. When we come into community, we are recognizing the soul's call to commune with others in order to actualize more love and in order to be in service to creation. Wow. I mean, think about it. If we thought of our spiritual community as a place where we have come together to actualize love, or we thought of the community in the neighborhood where we live as an opportunity to be of service to creation, to that which has created all of life. That is what it means to build community. So I'm just here to tell you, if you've always thought of community as, yeah, I'm gonna be in community. Everybody in my community is like me. We get along all the time. We think alike. We can finish each other's sentences. And that's why we're such a great community. No. You are a bunch of clones. And so community happens when you have all different kinds of people coming together. Let's go to the Bible. I love looking at the Bible and reading the Bible from a metaphysical perspective, understanding what is the mystical spiritual message beneath the words? But I don't have to look far beneath the words of this scripture in the book of Revelations, chapter 7, verse 9. It's written there, after this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hand. Revelation 7:9. I see that as a model for community. People coming from all tribes, speaking different languages, wearing, in this case, all clothed in white robes, but representing their nation, their tribe, their unique way of showing up in the world. But the community occurs because they have all come together for spiritual community, to be a community that lives based on spiritual values. I don't mean a spiritual community like, oh, they came together to go to church and then on Monday they went their separate ways and they warred and they voted and they had, polarity and all these other ways. No. Coming together as a community grounded in spiritual values and principles, that is what this scripture is about. And then Ernest Holmes said, love is the only final security in the universe. Love is the greatest healing power. And it is the only thing that binds people together in a community of spirit. So this week, as you go forth and you begin this month's diving into this idea of community, beloved community, I want to encourage you to really think about and look around at all the different ways you see community where there is diversity. And think about how is love showing up there and how you can translate that into your life, your family, your workplace, your school, your professional association, wherever you go. And I'm going to just give you one idea that may seem way off the wall, but that's why I like it so much. So in this season, lots of people are decorating Christmas trees. And I won't tell you the story about the one year that I was challenged to decorate a Christmas tree, but I didn't want to do it. And so I purposely did a bad job. That's a whole nother story. Ask me about it sometime. But during this season, as you decorate a tree or as you notice trees that are decorated, think about the decorations and the lights, and think about how they represent a community. Each one is different, but a necessary part of the whole. How do you replicate that with people? Do you surround yourself with people who are different from you, but it all works together to create this collage, mosaic, or montage of love and of unity? This week, and as you go through the month, think about building a community where every person is a holy being. Think of yourself as the one decorating your community with as many different examples of humanity as you can. Think of yourself as taking action, the action that's required if we want to have all different kinds of people fit together at Columbia CSL or for any purpose where sharing and being spirit in form is important. Take responsibility and take action for being one in the spirit of love. And I invite you to take a deep breath with me and let's anchor that commitment and that intention in treatment. One in the spirit of love. I breathe now. And I allow that breath to take me deeper into the truth that there is only one life. That life is God. God's life is perfect and perfectly unfolding in God's life is my life now, our life now, the life of all of creation, right here, right now. And so I claim and declare that there is only one. And in the spirit of love, each one that is contributing to the all, to the universal one, sees and feels and believes and chooses right now to be one in the spirit of love, to see every other human being as an example of God. I'm so grateful to know that this is not only possible, it is divinely designed. And I'm grateful that everyone within the sound of my voice chooses and agrees right now that being one in the spirit of love is the mission, the intention, and the commitment. So I release any old stories or false beliefs that get in the way of that with this breath. And I let it be. And we affirm it together by saying, Ashe, Aho, Amen, Amin, and so it is.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, ColumbiaCSL.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@ColumbiaCSL.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.